Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. So we're celebrating the new year today. My New Year teaching, and it's really something very simple. It is just this, that each of us is entirely responsible for the spiritual level at which we choose to live our lives. Each of us is entirely responsible for the level at which we choose to take in the teaching. Both of our teacher and of the world around us, the daily life situations, which are always teaching us if we are but willing to take that teaching in. We are entirely responsible, each of us, individually, for our own actions, for good and for ill. And each of us individually must take the responsibility in terms of the consequences for those actions. Buddhism is not a religion that offers a savior who will bear that load for us, either who can take the karmic consequences of our actions upon himself, or who can forgive us for things that we have done that we regret. From one point of view, this can seem like a cold and particularly uncomforting view of the world. And many times it has looked that way to me for a moment or for a little while. But there's something else about it that is far more consoling than any comfort one can derive from another point of view. Because if each of us has inherited a particular load of karma, if each of us has the kind of freedom of choice that I'm talking about, then each of us is free at any time to do something about ourselves. And if we cannot change the past, to change the present, and thereby to change the future. For when we act differently in the present, there will be different consequences coming in the future. So even if we should ever become physically decrepit and physically helpless, or seem to be, to ourselves and others, we're never spiritually helpless. Our destiny, in the deepest sense, is always in our own hands. To understand this, one has to be able to look beyond external appearances. Look not just with the physical eyes and with the brain, but one has to be able to look with the heart, the spiritual heart. One has to find that place in which one can see that everything that happens is for my good. Everything that happens is helping and teaching me. Whether I like it or not is not the point. Whether it is pleasant or not is not the point. Whether I understand it or not is not the point. The point is that each of us, independently of any other human being, independently of any external situation, circumstances, each of us has a spiritual capacity to bow to the teaching of this present moment, to benefit from it, and thereby to further the work of spiritual conversion within ourselves, our own stream of karma. When anyone exercises this freedom of choice in the most positive way, it surely, beyond beyond the shadow of a doubt benefits all beings, and most noticeably those with whom they are most closely associated. And those benefits do never extend to being able to do another's training for them. While it is always good to be careful of the impact of one's own actions upon others, we are in fact not our brother's keeper. Can only do our own training. Whatever our particular circumstances, each of us has every reason in truth and in fact and in reality to enter this new year with positivity, with an upward-looking heart, with a renewed sense of our own spiritual potential, situation in which we find ourselves, we can choose whether we're going to look up or look down. We can choose whether we will look with the eyes of a Buddha and see the heart of a Buddha, or whether we will take a lesser path. As an add-on to this little talk, and particularly because there are people who listen to my Dharma talks who do not live very close to this temple and cannot come here very frequently, I want to express my gratitude for the help and support that the lay sangha and some of our monastic sangha friends have provided for the monks of this temple in the year 2013. I'm very happy to say that we've had a very positive and encouraging response to my appeal at the advanced retreat for more individuals to pledge to the support of this temple. And in particular, to our missionary fund through which we help support some other temples. I go for years at a time. In this instance, I've gone for many years without mentioning this aspect of our life and our training in this temple. But in truth, a good part of our support does come from the generosity of the laity. And I and all the monks of this temple are deeply grateful for this fact. I'd like to express my thanks to all those who continue to offer their support. For our monks and for our offering of the Dharma.